Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Here in the studio, it's Ian
and Reed Coverdale.
And the phones are open for you if you want to join the show. You can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, since we're talking about the military, I've got a story that ties in here where we haven't talked about a military spending story in quite a while. And they're always out there. So I got
those
another.
Don't happen that often, do they? Military spending stories.
I think they happen more often probably than they get reported on.
True.
The insane levels of what they are willing to pay for things when, if you're not spending your money, then who really cares what they cost? But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Jamie is on the line to start things out here in, I think, the Huntsville area. Go ahead, Jamie.
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind?
You always mentioned something about eating bugs.
Eating bugs. Yeah, well, we didn't cover it tonight, but that is definitely something that has been covered. There's a huge push by people like the World Economic Forum and other big moneyed, big corporate, big government interests that seem to want to encourage people to eat insects.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I suspect that it is. I have not actually tried this. Reed, have you heard anything about this bug-eating push that's going on out there?
Do, like, lobsters count as bugs?
I don't think so.
Then, no. Yeah, I mean, I've heard about it, but I've never tried it.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, worms and crickets and things like that.
I think I ever had was frog legs.
Yep, no, that doesn't count either. Frogs eat bugs, right? Mm-hmm. That's not the same thing. So when did you hear about this? Was it on our show, Jamie, that you heard the discussion?
Yep.
Okay. So do you know anybody that you think would be interested in eating bugs?
No, I would not be. No.
No, I didn't think you would, but apparently what they're trying to do is introduce it into the schools. So they want to get to your children when they're at a young age and tell them that, oh, yeah, this is cool. Oh, isn't it? Oh, it's gross, but it's also really cool. Because, you know, kids think bugs are fun and gross or whatever. Like, you're probably more interested in bugs as a kid than you are as an adult. And so they're moving into classrooms. They're bringing in these bug-eating experts who bring in free bugs for the kids, and they pass them all around. And there's video of this going on. It's not just happening in the United States. It's happening. I saw a video at, like, a Swedish school where they're pitching bugs to kids.
Oh, God.
Do you have any kids, Jamie?
No, sir. Okay. I'm single and no kids.
I gotcha. Well, then you don't have to worry about this right now. But people that have kids, this is another reason. And thank you for the call, Jamie. I appreciate it. It's yet another reason to get your kids out of these government schools. You have no idea what is being taught behind those government school doors. And
it's
not good.
Get out of government schools. You don't have to eat bugs.
Well, I mean, think about, did you go to a government school, Reed?
Yeah.
I did, too.
Off and on. I was homeschooled a lot, but
lucky you.
Both.
The standard answer when kids at government schools are asked, what happened in school today, honey?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right? You don't get to find out the details of the things that they're pushing. Yeah, maybe your kids would tell you because bug eating is so unusual. Maybe you would find out about that one happening. Mm-hmm. But you certainly don't hear about the regular propaganda that they're feeding the kids at these schools, and now they're literally feeding them with bugs. So it's very, very disturbing. And look, I'm not against the idea of eating a bug. Like I said before, like, if it hadn't been pushed so hard by the World Economic Forum, if I was at some dinner party and they've got hors d'oeuvres or whatever that the waiters are passing around, and I was in the mood and other people were trying, a fried cricket or something like that, I might be willing to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say that I'm, like, close-minded to the concept, but just the fact that the World Economic Forum, which has this whole big plan of not they're not the Build Back Better. What's their phrase? They've got one too that they've been pushing. It's just
you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
That's one of their lines. Yeah, they have this vision basically that that they want to push on people, mm-hmm. and it's this idea of you'll own nothing, you'll be happy, you will, you know, you won't live anywhere that you own, you'll just sleep in some sort of room. What's that, Bonnie? Thank you. The Great Reset.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for. It came out big time during COVID. And so bug eating is part of this Great Reset idea. They want to take the established industries in the world. They want to upset them. They want to put their buddies in various different industries in charge. They want the government agents, the politicians that are in their pocket to set all this up to make it possible to have people living in a world where they own nothing. And they're supposedly happy because, well, they get their virtual reality set from Meta, a.k.a. Facebook, on, and they're living their life in a virtual, quote-unquote, metaverse. I mean, it's just this crazy, like, dystopian idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, the metaverse thing hasn't really impressed anyone. I don't know if you've seen any of the screenshots from it, Reed, but it's embarrassingly, ridiculously poor quality looking. I don't see why anyone would want to spend any time there right now, but it's early yet. You know, they're going to develop this. They're going to pour billions of dollars into it. So they want you to literally be eating slop, eating bugs, sitting at home, working online and working in this and spending time online and again, staying away from people. And, of course, the whole COVID was experiment number one,
mm-hmm.
In this area to see just how much people can stand being away from other humans, which a lot of people are going to go crazy, right? Because humans are a social creature.
Mm-hmm.
We really have to have human interaction. So they wanted to see, well, how long can we keep people away from one another for? What's going to happen? How many people are going to crack? How many people are going to go insane, kill themselves, start drowning in, you know, drugs and alcohol? And of course, we saw all of those things happen. And we're still seeing the effects of it. For instance, the kids that had to stay home, they weren't able to get together with their friends and hang out. I'm not talking about going to government school. I don't think, like, that was one of the major failings of the conservatives during the whole COVID thing was like, oh, well, we need to be back in government schools. Like, no, this is your chance. This is your chance. Like, if there was a bright light of COVID, it was the excuse to get out of the government schools.
Sure.
To actually be home with your kids, to have some idea of what they're actually doing in school during the day. And it turned out that when some parents were paying attention, they didn't like what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to jump in here, you can. Sarah's on the line. She's in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to bring up that the United States, per year, we kill about one road worker.
Why are you killing road workers?
Well, I don't even have a car.
Well, so you're going out there and you're just shooting them? Or what are you doing to them?
Well, it's the drivers with the cars that speed.
Oh, so when you say we kill road workers, you aren't even a driver. Like, even if you were going to say collectively, we, the drivers of America, not even that we would include you, Sarah. So what you're saying is drivers are killing road workers, not you, right? You never did that.
Right, that's the average. So what is that? So one person averaged out every other week. Is that about 110?
Hold on,
that?
There's 26 like weeks. Hold on, there's 26 weeks is half a year. What was the original statistic? I've already forgotten it.
Yeah, one every 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's 26 road workers per year, according to you, Sarah. And where did you hear this story? Was it on
It doesn't sound like a lot, to be honest. 26 per year.
Well, you know, I mean, you guys have this attitude, but as long as the road worker is somebody else, that's fine with me. As long as I'm not a road worker, who cares if they...
No one here said that, Sarah. I don't know where you got that idea, but no one here said that. However, I will say this, that jobs are risky, especially outdoor working construction kind of jobs. If it's not being hit by a car, which is one of the probably the most risky things of being a road worker, it's getting crushed by construction equipment or whatever. Like, there's all kinds of things that can happen when you're on the job. In fact, I believe roofers, if I recall correctly, are one of the most dangerous professions, like way more dangerous than the police, for instance.
Yeah. Logging is
number two, I think, or something. They're up there. Both of them are really, really dangerous professions. That doesn't mean that we're celebrating these people who are getting injured or potentially dying on the job. It's a horrible thing to have happen, and I feel for anybody who's, you know, in the families of these folks, the friends, the co-workers that have to experience this. It's horrible, but the construction must go on, and construction workers, you know, they don't get paid the least. They tend to get paid pretty well for what they do, so risks are involved and get paid for the risk. Thanks for the call, Sarah. There's more coming up here. In moments, we'll get into military.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. DW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And I want to say thank you to the people who have stepped up so far and donated to the fundraiser for the Ballad of the Crypto Six documentary. For those that don't know, our studio was raided back in March of 2021. Multiple homes of hosts of the show and also friends of ours were raided, and six people were arrested. It's the Crypto Six, charged with various different victimless so-called crimes involving cryptocurrency and not asking government permission. I'm going to trial on this, which may be as soon as December. There is an independent film crew based out of Mexico that is interested in making a documentary about this. They've already come up here to shoot some footage that was about a year ago, and they turned that into about a 9-minute long trailer, which you can watch over at Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. They've already had a couple of major supporters jump into this thing, so I'm really happy to see that happen. I didn't know what was going to happen as far as support for this is concerned, and I think they're already past 50%. Now, I don't think that shows on the Indiegogo, and I'll see if I can pull that up to see where it's at, because somebody came in with a big crypto donation, and that doesn't count towards the Indiegogo goal. So even though the Indiegogo shows like 23%, it's really at like 50%+ apparently, thanks to apparently a Bitcoin whale came in and really helped them out with this. So if you want to help out with this, you can join the backers and get some bennies like the T-shirts and possibly even hosting Free Talk Live, dining with some of your favorite Free Talk Live hosts. It's over at Ballad of the Crypto 6 with the numeral 6.com. So we're going to get into another place you went to, Reed. You've been going quite a bit hither and thither. We'll get into that in a bit. But since we've been talking about military things, there's a story over at Reason.com that they had a little while back that I marked for show prep. And since we've been talking about military people like psychopathic General Don Baldick. Tonight, there's a story here from Reason about the Army spending on things like printers. I mean, we've all seen the stories over the years. I think it was, what was it, they spent thousands of dollars on hammers or something ridiculous way back in the 90s or whatever. There's always toilets, whatever they're spending tons of money on. Well, here's the latest example. The Army has failed to properly account for tens of millions of dollars worth of equipment. According to the Department of Defense's internal watchdog, a report released this summer by the DOD Office of the Inspector General detailed the results of a recent audit of military bases in Kuwait. Specifically, the audit intended, quote, to determine whether the Army effectively accounted for government-furnished property, or GFP. And guess what? They didn't. The audit focused on two bases, Camp Arifjan and Camp Buering. In 2010, a contractor, who's not named in the report, was awarded a $75 million contract to provide operations and security both to support both bases, including, quote, food and housing, payroll support, fire protection, security protection, law enforcement, and transportation. The contract was extended multiple times, totaling more than $5 billion over a decade. According to the contractor's records, in that time it received more than $108 million in GFP, government-furnished property, from the Army, such as printers, refrigeration units, and vehicles. But the audit found that according to the Army's records, it had given the contractor nearly $157 million worth of equipment. So counterintuitively, despite its dollar amount being about 50% higher, the Army recorded having provided 23,000 fewer individual items. The report determined the Army had failed to account for at least 23,374 items. Of the remaining 123,988 items the contractor said they had received, the Army failed to record identifiers like contractor serial numbers on 111,877 of them. So, like 90% of the items that the contractor said they received from the Army, they did not have any kind of proper records on them. So if there's no record on these things, then they can go anywhere and they can be given to anybody, right, without any kind of oversight or any ability to hold anyone accountable.
Mm-hmm.
For the items that could be checked, so roughly 11 or 12,000 of them, The audit found that costs that differed wildly between the Army and the contractor's records. For example, the contractor received 12 printers, each estimated to cost up to $400. The Army's records listed the printers at $1.1 million each.
That's kind of close.
For a total discrepancy of over $13.5 million. The contractor also received 17 refrigeration units, which it logged at a little over $24,000 each, while the Army recorded a cost of over $650,000 each. The auditors discovered the error came from the Army's procurement officer accidentally entering the total cost of 17 units as the per-unit cost. And even though he discovered and corrected the error, it never updated in the Army system. And this is just bureaucracy. You know, oh, well, you know, the bureaucrat ultimately made the mistake, and he made it clear that he'd made a mistake, but the bureaucracy and their systems are just so broken and so bad that the mistake couldn't be corrected or wasn't corrected for whatever reason. Maybe the software failed, maybe somebody up the line had to punch a button to approve it and they didn't, you know, push the button or whatever. Who knows where the failure happened.
Yeah, the thing with all this type of stuff is there's no incentive to fix the problem.
Sure.
Because right? There's no penalty. You have a guaranteed income. And in a lot of cases with the military, you have to spend a certain amount in order to get the funding again. So there's absolutely no incentive to cut any costs or make sure that you're being efficient with anything.
They want to go over budget so they can get a bigger budget next year. I remember one of our co-hosts, or sometime co-host, Silver Dave, who was in the military, used to talk about how they would go out once a year, and they would just have a whole day, or probably more than one day, where they would just shoot off ammunition. And the reason why was because if they didn't use it, they would lose it in the next budget.
Right.
So they literally just had to spend however many hours it was just blasting away and exploding this ammunition so they could get more. And that's just one of a myriad of similar stories. The report warned that lax record-keeping on the part of the Army risks leading to theft or loss. In one cited example, quote, we found that one of the printers in our sample costing $408 was located at the contractor's staff apartment outside of Camp Arifjan without the Army's knowledge. Normally, removing the government property from the base requires the approval of the procurement officer, but due to the Army's lack of accountability and oversight of location, the relocation of the printer went unnoticed. Overall, for just 61 items audited, the report found a discrepancy of more than $65 million. These issues aren't new and not isolated to the two bases in Kuwait. In fact, after discovering the 12 printers listed for over $1 million each, the Inspector General determined that throughout the entire U.S. Army, there were 83 printers listed for that price, totaling a cost coverage of more than $93 million. Despite acknowledging GFP, the property, government property, in the hands of contractors as a potential weakness in audit property, they would not commit to a resolution before 2026. Now, if you've been in the military and you want to tell a story about some of the just incredible waste that you've seen, feel free to join us here at 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want here. This
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID vaccines may soon be added to the childhood immunization schedule. This after a CDC panel made that recommendation Thursday for kids ages 5 to 11. The schedule isn't mandatory, but states do have the right to decide whether kids must get the jab in order to be admitted to school. The CDC vote was unanimous, 15 to 0. President Biden is in Pennsylvania campaigning for the 2022 midterm elections. Prior to leaving for Pennsylvania, the president pushes back at a reporter's question, claiming he's only campaigned for a few candidates.
But there haven't been that many candidates campaigning with you. Why are
That's
more?
That's not true. There's been 15. Count, kid, count.
Okay, and are there going to be even more?
Yeah.
The president's also spending some time in Pennsylvania touting his new infrastructure law. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
You can bring up anything you want. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Reed Coverdale.
And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. If you want to subscribe to Free Talk Live, we do have our podcast feed, which has our Daily Digest, which is a summarized version of the show. We do a really lengthy radio show, but if you want to get that whittled down to about an hour's time, you can subscribe to our Daily Digest, which is our main podcast, available over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. I'm looking at this Reason story here that we were just sharing with you about the military and this huge discrepancy where one of the examples they're talking about, what they call government issued or government furnished property, GFP, that's being given by the Department of Defense to a contractor in Kuwait. They looked at a couple of military bases there and how much money was spent, and this is according to their Inspector General, Office of the Inspector General, and they found huge discrepancies between what the numbers that the government said they were giving and what the numbers the contractor said they were receiving. So the article sort of focuses on these printers, which were allegedly $400 printers that were being counted as $1 million each. for these printers. So it was the Army that was counting them as $1 million each in their little report or whatever. Okay, well, we issued them 15 printers at $1 million each, so $15 million in printers, when the reality was they were only $400 each. And what I'm trying to figure out here, and, you know, I'm not a scam artist, so I'm not immediately seeing the ways this can be taken advantage of, is like, who is benefiting from this? I mean, obviously the contractor benefits just in general because they're getting all this money, and you would think they're probably charging, if it's a $400 printer, it's probably really a $200 printer or whatever, and so the printer company's probably making bank on this. But the contractor themselves, they're saying they're not getting what they were expecting. They were told, the military said, oh, we gave you $157 million worth of equipment. The contractor says, no, it was $108 million worth of equipment. Here's the numbers, we ran them, and they compared the numbers, and it was discovered that the Army had screwed up these numbers. So if the Army says, well, we're giving you $157 million worth of equipment, but there's only 100 and something million there, $108 million, who benefits? Is there something going on there? Is there somebody like in the Army who's, you know, they're writing down $1 million on this, and that somehow increases a budget somewhere? Or that's where I'm like missing this. So if this is shouting out to you, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh yeah, that's obvious, like here's who's benefiting, maybe you've been in the military and you know something about how this can benefit whoever it is that's writing up these reports or their buddies. Like, on its face, this is just a story about incompetence. Like, if we just walk away from it and that's the end of this, well, that's fine. Okay, the Army screwed up. They called printers $1 million printers, but it wasn't just the printers. It was all kinds of items on this, this inventory that was completely mispriced and way overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
So, is it just total incompetence that we're talking about here, or is there something else afoot? Is something being done here to cover up some sort of malfeasance or theft or shuffling product to somebody's buddy or whatever? That's what's just not clear to me. And I don't know if you're seeing anything here either.
All I can tell you, regardless of who's benefiting, we know who's losing out.
That's a good point. You mean
everyone,
the American people?
Yeah, everyone who pays taxes. So.
Okay, and actually, we didn't get to the last paragraph here. It does say, it's not clear if there's any actual fraud at play in Kuwait. Other than the missing printer, the report doesn't allege the contractor did anything wrong. Indeed, it seems like the military was the one mispricing these things. But auditors had no way to verify that information. During the life of the contract, the contractor reported over $13 million in lost equipment. Without proper record keeping, there's no way for the Army to determine whether that equipment was truly missing or whether it was, like the printer, creatively misplaced. And so I think we can take this example, which was, I mean, on the scheme of things, relatively small. This contractor, it doesn't say for how many years they were contracted, but let's presume it was quite a few because it was $5 billion. Oh, it says here, over more than a decade. So, yeah, it's a large contract, there's no doubt about it. But how much money has Ukraine received in the last 3 weeks or 3 months? I mean, it's tens of billions of dollars.
$67 billion since February.
Right, and that doesn't include the equipment, right? That's just straight-up cash, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I feel like they're just handing over cash.
Probably, I think you're right, yeah.
So who knows? It would be really interesting. I don't know if anyone has looked at this yet, but has somebody taken the numbers and said, all right, well, there was $40 billion in the beginning, and then I remember there was an $11 billion, and there was a $9 billion. I'm sure there's some I missed that I haven't seen come across my desk. But let's just take those numbers alone, and you're talking about $60 billion minimum, at least numbers that I've seen, being shuffled over to Ukraine and its government, people and its military, plus God knows how much weapon systems, missiles, drones from, you name it, NATO, the United States. There's been different, didn't the UK funnel some in there or something like that? Different Western governments have been throwing money and throwing weapons at Ukraine. So, I mean, altogether, it's got to be at least $100 billion worth, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
That seems conservative to me. economy at $100 billion in less than a year's time. So if you think this story is bad about a million-dollar printer and some contractor getting all this money over 10 years, just imagine the waste, imagine the corruption going on with Ukraine and all this money. Because there's no, you know, there's no system in place. Once they have that those billions, it's up to them how to spend it, right? This is just straight up foreign aid.
And all of this pales in comparison to all the money illegal immigrants are wasting by coming into this country, right?
No, I'm just kidding. You're being facetious. Yeah. No, I mean, immigrants are making money, right? Like, they're working hard, they're getting things done, and then it's just being squandered by the state. It's sick. So, Reed, you did something else recently that you wanted to discuss. Julian Assange, of course, as we know, is probably one of the probably the biggest press hero, if you will, of the last decade.
Yeah.
You know, he's maybe more than the last decade, but certainly within the last 10 years, he has had his freedom stripped from him for simply reporting the truth. Once again, speaking of the military, it was Julian Assange through his WikiLeaks. And obviously there's more than Julian Assange involved in WikiLeaks. I don't mean to take anything away from any of the other volunteers or staff or whoever's involved there. But, of course, if you're involved with WikiLeaks, you probably aren't publishing it, you know, publicly about what your involvement is, for good reason, because they're going to take you and put you in a prison cell and try to destroy your life for the rest of your life, which is what they're doing right now to Julian Assange for revealing the truth, or just some of the truth, about what the U.S. military was doing in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. And you're pretty concerned with this.
Yeah, I mean, what they're really doing is making an example, I feel.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they've already punished him, so at this point it's just about, you know, sending a message to everybody else who would ever think about doing something like this. Because like you said, he's not even the guy who, you know, found the information. He's the guy who received the information and then published it. And if that is punishable under the Espionage Act, then...
Which is what they want to charge him with if they can get him extradited from the UK, where he's currently sitting in a maximum security prison, where he's been there for, I don't know how many years now, at least 4 years, I think. He's been there for quite a few years. Prior to that, he was in the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK for most of the last decade, 6 years, I think.
Yep.
And so he's basically been in jail the whole time. You don't want to be in the Ecuadorian embassy. That's no fun. He couldn't leave the place or anything like that. So he was entrapped there. And now their high court, I believe is the term, has ruled that he must be extradited. And they're now appealing that to the UK Supreme Court. So there was an event, Free Julian Assange, is what they call it?
Yeah, it was a Hands Off Assange event. They happened worldwide and nationwide. I went to the one in D.C.
We'll hear about it coming up here in moments. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. And you can bring up absolutely anything you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 603-283-6160. 6160, it's Free Talk Live.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, Ian. You know, earlier tonight, Reed, I actually gave Donald Trump a little bit of credit for trying to make peace with North Korea, and there were some other things that he did that weren't quite as bad foreign policy-wise as his predecessors, the other recent presidents. But boy, one of the things he was really bad about was not pardoning Julian Assange.
Yeah, I've never understood why people thought he would.
I don't know.
Because he went after him. He tried to go after him with the Espionage Act, you know, and he's like the reason that he
Well, I think the reason
arrested,
to so. Think that he would was because before he got elected, he was all about WikiLeaks. Remember?
Yeah, just
Remember
because they exposed Hillary Clinton.
Right. Right, so he said
the election.
He had good things to say about WikiLeaks back
sure.
then. So you would have thought, well, okay, well, Julian Assange did me a favor, I'm going to do you a favor, that kind of thing. Nope, didn't pardon him. And so now he's still sitting behind bars. And I do have a story here, and we'll talk about the event that you went to, but I was looking for an excuse, actually, to share this from Stella Morris. That is Julian Assange's wife. And she wrote this piece for The Independent in the U.K., she says, last Friday, so it was several weeks old, Home Secretary Priti Patel gave her approval for the UK to send my husband, Julian Assange, to the country that plotted his assassination. Julian remains imprisoned in Belmarsh after more than 3 years at the behest of U.S. prosecutors. He faces a prison sentence of up to 175 years for arguably the most celebrated publications in the history of journalism. We're talking about revealing the truth about what the U.S. military was doing in the Middle East. Patel's decision to extradite Julian has sent shockwaves across the journalism community. The Home Secretary flouted calls from representatives of the Council of Europe, the OSCE, almost 2,000 journalists, and 300 doctors for the extradition to be halted. When Julian calls around the children's bedtime, they talk over each other boisterously. The call only lasts 10 minutes, so when it was ended abruptly the other night, Max, who's 3, asked tearfully if it was because he'd been naughty. Absentmindedly said it wasn't his fault, but Mike Pompeo's. 5-year-old Gabriel asked, "Who is Mike Pompeo?" Mike Pompeo had been on my mind because while the Home Secretary in the country, or in this country, was busy signing Julian's extradition order, in Spain a high court judge was summoning Pompeo for questioning regarding his role as director of the CIA in their reported plots to murder my husband. While at the helm of the CIA, President Trump's most loyal supporter reportedly asked his agents tasked his agents with preparing sketches and options for the assassination of their father. The citation for Pompeo to appear before the Spanish judge comes out of an investigation into illicit spying of Julian and his lawyers through a company registered in Spain. Spanish police seized large amounts of electronic data and insiders involved in carrying out the clandestine operations testified that they acted on instruction of the CIA. They had discussed abducting and poisoning Julian. Gabriel was 6 months old at the time and had been a target, too. One witness was instructed to obtain DNA swabs from a soiled nappy in order to establish that Julian was his father. Another admitted to planting hidden microphones under the fire extinguishers to tap legally privileged meetings between Julian and his lawyers. The recordings of Julian's legal meetings in the Ecuadorian embassy in London were physically transported to their handlers in the United States on a regular basis. At a break-in at Julian's lawyer's office was caught on camera, and investigators discovered photographs of Julian's lawyer's legal papers taken inside the embassy. The operations targeting his lawyers read like they're taken from the Soviet playbook. Across the pond, ever since the Nixon administration's attempted prosecution of the New York Times over the Pentagon Papers over half a century ago, constitutional lawyers have been warning that the 1917 Espionage Act would one day be abused to prosecute journalists. It was President Obama's administration that enlivened the creeping misuse of the Espionage Act. More journalistic sources were charged under the act than all previous administrations combined, including WikiLeaks' source Chelsea Manning, CIA torture whistleblower John Curacao, and NSA spying whistleblower Edward Snowden. Following massive public pressure, Obama commuted Chelsea Manning's 35-year sentence. Obama declined to prosecute Julian for publishing Manning's leaks because of the implications for press freedom. Well, maybe. After the Obama administration's Espionage Act charging spree, it was just a matter of time before another administration expanded the interpretation of the act even further. That day came soon enough. Trump's administration broke new legal ground with the indictment of Julian for receiving, possessing, and publishing the Manning leaks. Meanwhile, in Langley, Virginia, Pompeo tasked CIA assassination plans. Priti Patel's decision comes amidst sweeping government reforms of an increasingly totalitarian bent. The plans to weaken the influence of the European Court of Human Rights and the decision to extradite Julian are the coup de grace. The Home Secretary's proposed reforms to the UK's Official Secrets Act largely track the Trump-era indictment against Julian. Publishers and their sources can now be charged as criminal co-conspirators, and not just in the US. She's talking about the UK there. Julian's extradition case itself creates legal precedent. What has long been understood to be a bedrock principle of democracy, press freedom, will disappear in one fell swoop. Mm-hmm. As it stands, no journalist is going to risk having what Julian is being subjected to happen to them. Julian must be freed before it's too late. His life depends on it, and your rights depend on it.
Side note, you know who just endorsed Don Baldick today?
Nope.
Mike Pompeo.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a happy little story.
No.
And it's not a happy situation. And she's absolutely right. One of the most important things I think that people should realize here is that, oh, yeah, Obama didn't, quote unquote, prosecute Assange, but he laid the groundwork for it.
Yeah.
And every president always utilizes the powers that were accumulated in the previous presidency. No president goes in there and says, oh, you know what? I don't really need this power. I'm going to just go ahead and destroy all these executive orders and to fire all these people. No, they go in and they build on top of it. So Trump did this stuff towards Assange, and Biden is doing zero to change it. Biden's continuing the prosecution.
Yep.
So no one in government is doing the right thing. So Reed goes to Washington. Yep. What happened?
Well, I was down in Maryland, Goldsboro, Maryland, out in the middle of nowhere at the Liberty Speaks event with Spike Cohen. We were both.
Who's the former Libertarian Party vice presidential candidate from 2020.
Correct. We're friends. He was speaking there. I was speaking there as well. And there was this event going on in D.C. the same weekend. Mm-hmm. It was put on by a bunch of left-wingers. Jill Stein was there. Chris Hedges was there. Scott Ritter was there. He's not a left-winger, but he was another one who was present. A bunch of people there. And so they asked Spike if he'd be willing to speak. So I drove Spike over there from Maryland.
Okay.
And he gave a good speech. It was good being amongst a bunch of anti-war leftist activists, because I feel like, at least in the bubble I've been in, that it seems like the anti-war, anti-establishment left has kind of evaporated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just like this really crony kind of champagne socialist morons. But it was good to see, like, legit.
There's still some out there.
Yeah, there are some. Jill Stein gave a great speech about how if we don't free Assange, the ice caps are going to melt. You know, classic Jill Stein. And then Spike got up there and, you know, they said the Libertarian Party nominee for vice president from 2020, and everyone was kind of like grumbling.
Mm.
But then he gave a really fire speech and had a huge round of applause.
Good.
So it was good. I think it was good.
So what was the goal of this event?
I think just raising awareness, but unfortunately with all these types of events, it seems like all of the attendance is people who already know there's a problem. You know, it seems like we need to almost, I guess I'll use the word sabotage, like a bigger event that's taking place by going in and trying to, you know, raise awareness about this. Like, I mean, because every time we put something like this on, everybody who's attending already knows the issues, and you're not really spreading something unless you're in front of other people.
Was there any media present?
There was independent media, so like Ford Fisher was there.
Okay.
Those types of people. I think one.
He covers everything.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
great, by the way.
Yeah,
I just want to give him a shout out. I didn't even know forever what his personal opinions were on
anything.
He's
an anarchist, I believe.
He is.
Yeah.
But I didn't know because you just wouldn't know.
He just reports
he just
on
reports stuff.
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to.
And he gets
to, you know,
in the thick of it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's ballsy as hell.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think there were any mainstream news sources there, of course.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, how. I mean, I understand that they're afraid, right? Like, the media people, if they can do this to Assange, they can do this to anyone, and that's the message that they want to send. But that doesn't mean you can't report on this.
Right.
I mean, is that how afraid they are? They're not even willing to touch this issue to even show what people are saying about it? Anyway, catch up with Reed on his show. He's there a bunch of times during the week over at Naturalist Capitalist on Odyssey and YouTube. So find him there. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.